Welcome to TSW After Dark Side, a fully armed and operational battle station. Who put this thing together? Me, that's who. Who do I trust? Me and Vader. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to have to skedaddle.
You're always skedaddling. Honestly, I can't
have a one-hour delay. Get him talking about frogs.
Yeah, no. If somebody got the Skype sorted out, we'd been all right.
I know.
Get him talking about amphibians, quick.
Yeah. So, Steve.
Amphibian.
Frogs and shit.
It's amphibian. She sounds nice. She sounds like my type of girl.
Yeah, well, like Annette's back.
Yeah, that was last week, wasn't it? Oh, dear.
Annette's back.
I was talking to Steve before we started, when we were having technical issues, Mark. I reckon we could probably set up a backup Google Hangout stream for podcasts. Because I was thinking, because there's an app for iPad for Google Hangouts. So because I was on a laptop, this is just a thought. If you have any issues with your Mac, we could run it with me hosting on the... just on the YouTube, make it private so that people can't see it until it's finished.
Yeah.
And then we could extract the audio from it and make it into the iTunes version and so on. So it's, I'm going to explore it because I think there's a thing there.
Yeah, that might make sense. I was also, I don't know if you guys have been following this very closely this week, but I've been going around to people, to companies, asking for free stuff.
Yeah. Yes, I've noticed that. Don't ask, don't get, dude.
No, that's right. You've got to be in it to win it.
Have you got any?
I haven't had a response yet, but it's only been a couple of days. I reached out to Zoom and I asked them for a digital recorder.
Ah.
Which is, that is at the heart of my plans for a little podcast studio.
Yes.
This digital recorder I've been doing some research into. And then you can build onto that like by bringing in a mixing desk and bringing in XLR mics and things like that, and still have the Skype feed.
You want a red camera, a 3D red camera.
I don't know if I'm going to get that, but I did ask. I asked Zoom to give us one of their newest recorders for celebration, so I'm hoping they might come back to us. And then I also reached out to Rode Microphones and asked them to give us an entire studio. Because I just watched them do it on YouTube and I thought, if you're doing it for these blokes, why not do it for me? And that would get us the whole lot, the mixing desk and everything. And then that would be great, because if we can get into a room together, we'll be able to record real high quality audio.
Yes.
Multi-track audio and stuff. So.
Yeah. Much easier to make it sound good.
If I don't get anywhere with that, I might actually just pick up one of these recorders for celebration.
Okay.
Because they come with these little mic modules that go on the top, so you can get a shotgun version, or you can get a just a regular mic version, or you can get these two 90-degree mics that cross over each other and they cancel out room noise.
Now you'll see the power of this fully operational cat tree.
Still fat Frank.
Fat Frank's not as pretty. I don't know where he is on the camera.
No.
Fat Frank. Frank, you goddamn piece of shit turd.
I said worse than that. Yeah. He was being bad.
Get off me, Frank.
She could do the podcast better than me. She's probably more knowledgeable.
Might be more awake, I think.
Right, Rob, are you all right with the fact that we got messages on PDF, show notes on PDF?
Yeah, I'm familiar with paedophiles.
Are you okay to... We'll work off that tonight. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You want me to work off a paedophile?
Oh,
whatever it takes to get us famous, mate.
Work off your paedophile.
Yeah.
Can we not cue jump, Mark?
Cue jump?
Sorry, finish your mic story first.
No, that was pretty much it, mate. What are you cue jumping?
Can we not make inquiries about cue jumping in celebration? Because we're doing it all on... podcasts and stuff.
The trouble is, I think everyone's
going to be
so
doing
many
that.
People. So many people have blogs and podcasts and stuff now.
Yeah,
I mean, I went to Eurogamer Expo year before last, and the press section gets bigger every year because people have just got blog outfits that they're kind of making their custom mic holders and stuff. And I'm just like, fucking, where do you get this money from? I never understood it. Even when I went on a press pass once to a Eurogamer, and the only thing that was really useful about it was a quiet place to sit, and there was Wi-Fi that was unique to the press, so that people could write things up and tweet and blog and stuff like that, which I found very useful.
Because you aggravate the cat.
Aww.
How dare you? Oh, Sandy. Aww. She's in her cuddle. That's the bag that Frank fucks all the time.
Oh.
That's the cuddle. That is the cuddle bag that
that bag gets. That bag gets around.
Look at it. It's fucked. It's brand new. It's 20 quid. It's fucked. It's all ripped.
In every sense of the word, it seems.
He mounts it all the time.
Oh, fat Frank. I love my cuddle bag.
He's always shagging it.
A little too much, yeah. Frank seems to be working fine.
Well, that's only taken an hour. I think it was Dropbox that was causing me problems, so I just
had to quit. Okay.
So I don't know what that could be. But now I've got a nice frosty beer.
Lovely.
To make up for it. Steve, you're still with us.
Make yourself feel better. Yeah. Very wise.
Steve, stop being a dick.
I don't know if he had it, is he now?
I'm here.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, Jim. Tell him.
Once you went to Frank.
Son of a bitch. Right.
I left it three times. Three times the charm.
Steve?
Mm?
Have you got your Twitter account open? You need to go in there right now because you've just had something sent to you by Stacey White.
That is amazing.
That is epic.
Hang on. Where is Stacey? Where's Twitter?
Now, Christopher White the other day sent out a GIF. You know, I say Christopher White is the king of GIFs, right?
Yes.
He's got a gift for all occasion. He sent me one of what I think was Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder.
Mm.
And he said, this was Steve in Nam. And it was just Ben Stiller having a complete meltdown with this machine gun from Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
And now Stacey,
look, you're going to hate me, but how the hell do I use Twitter?
You just open the app.
I'm in the app.
All right. And then go to notifications.
Wow. Oh, yeah. 20 plus.
Yeah.
Christopher White liked your tweet. You were mentioned in.
Yeah, don't. Oh, my helmet. You don't have to read them all. Your helmet. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. And then where's Stacey White's?
That's it.
Speaking of which.
That's the one. That's
Stacey's, yeah. Naked Newt.
Yeah. Nice.
Speaking of which, two things. So, Steve, at one point during the episode, I jumped over you while you were talking. I'm really sorry about that. Sure. And Mark, I'm really sorry, but earlier on, I spelled your name wrong in a tweet.
Did you?
I did. I did it with a K. I don't know why.
Why are you such a mentalist? There isn't another. No. There isn't another Mark Godsiff in the world. Well, hashtag.
I spelled Godsiff with a K. Godsifk.
I've had that one.
Godskiff.
Where was that? What, in this
in the thread about the recording?
Oh right, okay. I'll have to have for that.
I just said Mark, and when I made the Mark's helmet joke,
right?
I did Mark with a K. It didn't even occur to me till I saw somebody replied, either you or Kyle replied to it. And I was reading through the thread and I went, oh shit.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even occur to me.
Also, Mark's helmet.
Yeah.
I like where Stacey lives. It looks like nice there. It's like got a beautiful lake, and I take it she lives there. It's like a nice park.
Let's have a look.
Dagobah.
It looks like there's a nice bridge, and yeah, it looks very nice.
Dagobah.
Dagobah.
Is it Dagobah? What was it?
That was what. Like... That's what Paul Dagobah. Bateman says when he says it wrong.
Yeah.
Dagobah.
Oh, bye.
And the excerpt suggests that Leia can sense Ben when she is pregnant with him.
Okay. Now, that's interesting, because I would have assumed that it was going to bridge the gap between Bloodline and Force Awakens, because I thought they were being released in timeline order, but this is obviously between Aftermath and Bloodline.
Yeah, well, this is part of the Aftermath storyline, I imagine, because it's Aftermath life debt, isn't it? So.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course it is, yes.
Steve.
Hello.
Are you interested in doing a dramatic reading of this excerpt?
Yes. I'll do anything you ask me. You don't really have to ask.
Okay. Steve, then let's do a dramatic reading of this excerpt.
When are we doing the dramatic reading of this excerpt?
Now.
Oh, can I have the excerpt? Because I've only got the PDF show notes with coffee stains on them.
Yeah.
We're doing it live.
It's in there. The Force, go to the Force Awakens section, which you should be following religiously, unless you're still on your tea break.
I can't see the Force Awakens section.
Down the bottom.
Oh, I've opened it in PDF.
Yeah.
I've got PDF here.
I'm opened in PDF too.
Yeah, I can see. That's interesting, because I also didn't get Connor's Corner.
Now, look, the only thing that about this whole... this whole thing is that when I cut this section out and put it into the After Dark Side, people are going to realise what a bunch of fucking idiots we are because we can't even get this shit right.
But I don't know what to say that defends myself.
There is nothing to say. This is beyond defending. You can scroll down.
I haven't got the bit you just said about. Unless I click on it and it expands. No, it doesn't.
Scroll down.
We ain't found shit.
I'm just going to leave you with this. I just saw the best tweet about the referendum. Frankie Boyle just wrote, how exciting if after the first few results, everybody's voted to just join Africa. That would be amazing.
Good idea.
But what a swerve that would be.
Yeah.
Be like a WWE storyline. So I know you thought you were voting on Europe, but you're actually joining Asia.
Oh, dear. All right, cheers, Steve.
That's all right, guys. See you later, guys. Thanks,
speak to you later. Dude. Take care, mate.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Jyn Erso is... what's going on?
The cat has a cat attack going on.
Who is it
this time? Is it fucking Frankie?
Fucking Frank again.
Sandy and Cookie Monster are having it out there.
Tell them to get their shit together.
I know.
Did you call Cookie Monster because she's got googly eyes?
You won't win, Sandy. If you strike me down, I shall be more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Now, where's my fucking...
Cookie.
Yes. Where's my Felix, you bitch?
Oh, what a nightmare this was, getting this one up and running tonight.
It was really weird, wasn't it? Like, you were having issues, we were having issues. Because me and Jenny had issues at our end, because at first mine was playing up, and obviously you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Yeah.
And then when I got that closed down, I restarted my computer, and then she called through from the other room and said, oh, what's up with the router? I said, oh, are you having problems? She said, yeah, a tablet just stopped working completely. She was watching Netflix.
Right.
And it just completely given up the ghost. So obviously I think the problem is because we've got fiber optic now, we don't notice those problems straight away because it buffers a decent amount.
Right.
Whereas before... we were so close to the grain at all times on my old internet connection that if there was a problem with the router, we knew within seconds because we tried to get the next bit of show and it was going, nope, can't do it. Whereas now it's able to buffer a bit more because it's a faster connection, significantly so.
I was having that with my Apple TV last year? When did I get one of Apple TV?
I know.
But I'd spent hundreds of pounds replacing DVDs and Blu-rays with stuff from the iTunes store.
I've been doing that here and there with stuff that's cheap. I've been keeping an eye on the
got a tip.
Page as well.
I've been meaning to sort of give you a tip, actually, because what I tend to do is I keep an eye out for the gift cards. When the gift cards are on special offer, you can get them for like 20% off.
Yes, so they're good, those.
I'll just buy a big bunch of them.
Yeah, that's a really good it's a really good way of doing it. I've got to a similar
free films,
thing.
Isn't it?
There's a website called cdkeys.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they sell digital codes for loads of different stuff. They sell iTunes, they sell Google Play, Steam, Xbox games, Xbox subscriptions, PlayStation subscriptions, all that sort of shit. And I sometimes go on there and buy 50 quid at a time and just load it up. And then, you know, obviously everything you buy, you get ever so slightly cheaper than it says it is.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, if you wait till things go on deal, you get them even cheaper.
Which is what I do. I wait for the offers.
Yeah.
Like when I had this problem with my Apple TV last year, I had bought Ant-Man.
Oh yeah,
It was either last year or earlier this year, and I'd pre-ordered it, so I paid the release price, which was $13.99, and then it kept stalling. So I'd watch 5 minutes and then it would buffer. Then I'd watch 5 minutes and it would buffer. So I phoned up Apple and I gave them a right bollocking, and I said I couldn't believe this was happening. They said, no, it's your internet service provider. So I phoned up Sky and I had a go at them. And I told this guy I was going to leave. And whilst I was talking to him, I had Virgin Open on the desktop, and I was trying to find a better. I wanted to get fiber, and they said no, because we live out in the woods. No, you don't have fiber near you. And then I tried BT. Nope, don't have fiber near you. And I thought, shit, I might have shot myself in the foot here. And what it turned out to be was my Apple TV was fucked, basically.
Oh, right.
So it wasn't doing anything. So I went out and bought a new one.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any problems since. Although every now and then I do benefit from just rebooting my router sort of once every 2 weeks, just reboot everything. And then it clears all the ports that are dedicated, you know, every time you leave, you come back and it repairs another port.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so we're all there.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, yeah, I've been a bit more kind of willing to go digital recently because I've said to you before, I think it's been released as content. The pricing on digital stuff, on some stuff, is just way out of whack.
Yeah.
With what I think it's worth. And if you think about, you know, here's a perfect example. It's just come up on my iTunes. Game of Thrones, right?
Yep.
So Game of Thrones Series 5 is 20 quid at the moment. Now, bearing in mind that on a good day on the deal, I can get the Blu-ray for 25 quid, I think digital should be slightly cheaper.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe even 10% less, but just a little bit. There should be a cost benefit to buying digital because it's cheaper to make. It's just inescapably so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I couldn't agree more.
You don't have to press discs. You don't have to ship them. All that sort of stuff.
Well, I tried to make the move away from physical media a couple of years ago, and the problem I was having was that they wanted $17.99 for a new release.
It's ridiculous.
iTunes movie at the time.
Yeah.
And I could get I was getting Blu-rays
about 13.
I'll tell you what film it was that really caught my attention. It was We're the Millers. So whenever came out a couple of years ago, and I wanted to pre-order it, and I wanted to move away from Blu-ray. But Apple wanted, I think, $17.99 for it, but Play.com wanted $15.99 for the Blu-ray.
Exactly. And sometimes these come with digital copies anyway.
Yeah.
And they you're not a fan of Ultraviolet, but they're not all Ultraviolet. I think they still have some Apple digital copies here and there.
Do they really? Because I didn't find any.
I mean, having said that, I've not had
they're all standard def as well.
Last time I had a new film with a digital copy was Predators, by the looks of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll
do that. A while back. Oh, Skyfall. Skyfall was digital Apple.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So I've got that on there. I'm just looking at my collection now. I've got all the Jurassic Parks, except Jurassic World. I have the first three. The Family Guy Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah.
Minority Report, Hot Tub Time Machine. Don't ask some of these. some of them, it was literally... It's £2 to buy this DVD, this Blu-ray with a digital copy. I might as well buy it, download the copy, and then just get rid of the disc, just chuck it in a charity shop or something.
Yeah.
Because I won't need it again. But it means that somebody else gets a cheap version, and I also still have a copy of the film, so result. And there's no way I'd be able to get a digital copy of some of these films any cheaper than that.
No. There's a whole bunch of special offers on horror films right now.
There's a whole bunch of special offers on films in general, I'm finding, actually. I'm just looking at them now.
There's a bunch of...
They've got price band stuff. There's some good price bands.
There's, let's have a look. Annabelle, $4.99. Exorcist, $5.99.
Oh, wow.
Lost Boys, $5.99. Conjuring, $4.99.
Yeah.
Alien 3, Predator 2, $4.99 each. Aragon... $4.99. You would have to give me that in order to watch that film, I'm afraid. Sorry, but it sucks. Alien vs. Predator, wouldn't watch that. The Happening with Mark Wahlberg. What? No. Yep, not going to watch that either. Jumper, $4.99.
That means the strongest film.
Jumper is something we're all quite fond of on this podcast.
I haven't seen that one. I need to see that one.
$4.99.
All right.
I'm sending you a link. Hang on.
All right, cool.
I'll
give it a go. I trust you.
I really like it. And, you know, it's not... I mean, it's a popcorn movie. Don't expect anything fantastic, but it's such a cool concept. No. And Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Billy Elliot. I don't feel bad about that. He steals the show.
Jamie Bell, yeah?
Yeah, he steals it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sam Jackson's larger than life in it. But it's pretty cool. And they were clearly setting it up to be a franchise... before that went all horribly pear-shaped.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you say $4.99, yeah?
$4.99. I'm just firing it over to you now.
Cool. I just found the $4.99 menu, so I'm just having a look. There's some other cool stuff in here. Sometimes part of the problem is I have it on DVD and I'm just like, well, I haven't watched that in ages. It doesn't seem much sense in buying it digitally for a fiver to then not watch it there either.
It took me such a long time to get your head around that.
Yeah, having said that, is this... Oh, doesn't say. That's not helpful. I just saw the Ben Affleck Daredevil for $4.99. I was wondering if it was director's cut, because apparently that's much better.
And Elektra is in there too.
Yeah, it is, but from what I hear, that's about £6 too much.
Yes.
I've not heard great things about the Elektra movie.
Oh, well,
not to take anything away from Jennifer Garner. I think she's great.
No, she's good,
I don't know if the character's written very well.
No, the version of Elektra in the TV show is much better.
Yeah, I've never, to be honest, I'm not a, so I mean, I talked about it a bit before. I'm not the most knowledgeable comic guy. I'm not the most experienced reader of comics, but I can't remember ever reading an Elektra story that grabbed me in general.
No.
I just, you know, she turns up in a couple of Daredevil bits and she's all right, but I don't get on with the, what's it called? The sort of romantic elements they kind of put in a little bit of.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's a bit like a carbon offset, isn't it? For Frank Miller. So if he throws in a little bit of romance every now and then, he can go and blow some babies' heads off because he's already done the good strong work. Then I also like the fact that they finally tied Star Wars to Mork and Mindy by introducing Orson. So I wonder if we'll see him launch Robin Williams to Earth in a giant egg.
Oh, I want him back. Just return him, aliens.
That's one of the craziest pleas I've ever heard in my life.
Aliens, please give us back Robin Williams. I've not come to terms with the loss of him, I'm afraid.
No, that one was difficult. Steve, did you enjoy that?
I thought it was just nothing short of amazeballs.
Well, do you have a priapism right now?
Yes. You remembered my medical...
No, you turned your bloody camera back on. Probably with it, to be honest.
See, I don't get it. I look at pictures of Meg Turney.
I gather that was a factor.
In a Princess Leia outfit, and then I get a priapism.
Oh, what are the odds?
I know, it's almost like weird.
3,721.
Never tell me the odds.
Never tell me the odds.
Never tell me the details, Steve.
That's it.
I was looking for a soundboard, but the dramatic reincarnation, or whatever it's called, of that thingy you just read didn't last that long, did it?
No, I didn't. I have that problem.
I never had a chance to get the soundboard out and do a "ow" or anything.
Well, she checked with her resident Jawa gynecologist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think it is, Doctor?
Oh, teeny.
Yeah, of course it's going to be teeny. It's an infant. Tell me someone I don't know with all your fancy degrees.
Stop ranting at the imaginary doctor.
No.
All right, we're moving on because we're getting plenty of After Dark Side material out of this show tonight. But, yeah, right.
Here's an interesting one.
Cool.
So obviously we're recording at like 11 o'clock. So at the time of recording, the polls have just closed an hour ago for this referendum, right? So obviously it's a big deal. I know you voted because we messaged back and forth about it this morning.
Yeah.
I voted pretty early, got it out of the way just because it's a lot easier. I'll be honest, I did struggle in terms of trying to pick a side because I know there's more to it than the stuff that was being talked about, because obviously people like to reduce the arguments down to
immigration.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is it. People were like, oh, you know, I saw people literally take the line of, the problem I've got with it is an issue of immigration, and they wouldn't even let you finish the sentence and go, oh my God, you hate minorities. It's like, no, that's not what I said. But I know there's a reasonable debate here about this stuff. And anyway, so I struggled. I've made my choice. I won't go into detail about that because it's a private thing, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Plus, I think it doesn't really... I don't think it's going to be the apocalypse either way, to be honest. But I was just looking on Twitter, and somebody just retweeted this. It's a picture of Boris Johnson on the tube. Where is it? It's just, that was fast. It's all the way down the page. Here we go. So it just says, this, obviously take this with a grain of salt, because it's somebody on Twitter with a picture that might be, it might be out of date picture, and it might, none of this might have happened, but just been asked what, on tube by Boris Johnson if I voted leave. I say no. He concedes he's lost anyway. Awkward.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's like, whether he's actually said that or whether he's just being like,
nah, it's nonsense.
Pessimistic.
Yeah. I just seen that they're extending the voting.
Hmm.
Did you see that?
No.
I've just seen it somewhere. Hang on, I'll try and find it again. It was on Facebook of all things, but there could be something why we haven't seen the exit polls.
Oh, that would explain it.
Brexit update. This is totally legit, by the way. Breaking news. Due to the unusually high number of people expected to vote in the referendum, voting will now take place over 2 days.
That's a joke.
The Remain voters will be able to vote on Thursday, the 23rd of June, while the Leave voters will be able to vote on Friday, 24th of June. This will make it much easier to count the votes and also give the Leave campaign the advantage of knowing how many votes are required to win.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Perhaps I should have read that through before.
Yeah, it's looking, I mean, everybody is kind of saying Remain looks like it's going to edge it, which I think, to be honest, I think we all kind of
expect,
thought that might be, we thought we all, none of us will be surprised that's a possibility, because it's the status quo, which a lot of people like to vote for, just in, because sometimes people just don't, maybe they don't feel confident enough to go, yeah, I'm definitely gonna, you know, go off in a different direction. But it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, it's all very complicated. And like I say, this is not, this wouldn't even be the place to have that discussion.
No.
Because it's all very complex and stuff. Yeah, it's just, it's complicated. You know, politics are complicated. As much as people like to believe that MPs do fuck all day, and I'm sure there are days where they get away with doing less than the average person, but they do a lot of stuff, and they have to think about a lot of stuff, and they have a lot of responsibility and a lot of pressure on them, especially when it comes to, you know, because obviously one of the things I read was that if it's voted for, if people vote leave, there's a possibility that we could still end up staying if the MPs decide it's not. I read something that said that it's possible that it could still be sort of shot down even if the public votes for it or something like that. And obviously that it, I'm sure there are legal ways to do that if they were so desperate to do so. Whether they do it or not is a different question. But, and it made me think, well, you know, these votes they do in Parliament and stuff like that, they're responsible for such a huge thing. Whenever they have one of those House of Commons votes, that I wouldn't want to do that job particularly, even for the money.
No.
I can imagine it being pretty thankless as well. Because somebody said to me the other day, I can't remember how we got onto the subject, but we started talking a bit of, but you know, the basic politics like friends can do. Because I think the best friends don't talk politics in a lot of detail, because that's how they stay friends.
Yeah.
You know, because I've heard it said there's three things you don't talk about with your friends if you want to keep them as friends, which is religion, politics, and what you make.
Yeah.
Obviously what you make in this sense is the salary, because if it's just what you make creatively, me and you talk about that shit all the time when we publish it.
Yeah.
So we'd be doing it well wrong.
We ask the world for approval.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing it right. I mean, that's, to me, has always been a sort of a good rule of thumb. But he was saying that, where was I going with this?
He was talking about how forgetful people could get when they've taken too many drugs before their podcast.
Oh, don't get me started. by the quid. Where was I? Yeah. We were talking about, you know, just basic politics and stuff, and how you get like the apocalypse being predicted by both sides. And like, well, you can't both be right about that. Surely it's not the apocalypse no matter what we do.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fill me with a lot of confidence, to be honest. But it's very complicated. You know, that was it. He was saying, we were saying that, somebody made the point on social media, and I think it was kind of a daft point personally, but that's just me, that if the MPs are putting this to the public vote, it means they don't care enough to do it for us, and we elect them to represent us. And I said, yeah, it's all well and good, except we moan at them constantly, and they are subject to all sort of abuse from people who don't agree with them about what they're doing, that they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Yeah, it would have been an outcry if they hadn't have opened it up to a referendum, but it may have been the worst thing they could have done. But like you say, if there's a way that they can say, if there's a way that they can undermine the decision and move forward without destroying the democracy that this country's built on, then they will, I'm sure. But it's certainly not something that we're going to know about until at least the morning.
Well, this is it. I think they're saying that tomorrow breakfast is when we're going to start seeing the final result.
Yeah.
That's an estimate, though. I mean, it's 46.5 million people registered to vote. I mean, it's a pretty impressive if they can count that many in, what, sort of 11 hours?
Yeah, but there's also a lot of football on, so most of the people wouldn't bother to vote. So they've probably only got to count about 35,000.
But the football's on a break at the moment between rounds.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah. But obviously they're in France, so they must have done postal votes if they cared enough.
Yeah, if they weren't busy rioting.
Well, I was saying it's a shame because, again, the referendum and the football have some of the symptoms of the same problem. The ones who get the attention are the loudest, most extreme examples of an opinion.
Yeah.
And obviously in the case of, you know, football, it's more the opinion of my team's better than yours. In politics, it's obviously my methodology is, or my ideology is better than yours.
Hmm.
But either way, it's just it's always the ones, the small minority of tossers who ruin it for people who just want to get on with it, have a reasoned discussion, or in the case of football, a civil match where it's just two teams trying to play to see who's best on that day, which is which is the objective of a football match. But it's, you know, the media on both sides of the argument focuses on the extreme elements and says, oh, you know, this is what they all think. It's like, well, no, they don't. But anybody with half a brain knows that. But unfortunately, they just repeat the lies so many times that people go in for it if it's easy enough to agree with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I know very smart people who go down that route of sort of, you know, looking at stuff and thinking, oh, that must be how it is for everybody. You know, it's like, well, it's not the case. Like, I know I've a few friends of mine are like, oh, people who like football are idiots. It's like, well, I like football. What does that say about me? But they don't think of it in that term because they don't associate, they don't think of me as an idiot. They're thinking of the kind of stereotypical lout.
Yeah.
But the point is they generalize because it's easier for a start. So they'll generalize because it's easier and it's quicker, which I sort of get because I've done it in the past. But it doesn't make for a particularly nuanced discussion if you're just sweeping everything into broad strokes.
Yeah, that's it.
I like having those discussions in more depth, if I have them at all. But we'll see.
And that goes back to your original point about how that's dangerous to do that with friends because there is never usually mid-ground, is there?
It's difficult with some stuff, certainly.
Difficult to be subjective.
Yes, it's difficult to be subjective. I think it's difficult to be subjective in a lot of ways.
Mm. Well,
you know. Well, we'll see about that. But I think in many ways it's difficult to be objective and not to pass. That's the thing, is some people think that their subjective opinion is objective fact because they think it and they're the cleverest person in the world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There are some people who are like that, sadly, but I'm a little bit more, a little bit more grounded than that.
Yeah. The creationist argument. But that's a whole subject for another podcast, isn't it?
Well, the creationist argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how long you got?
No time at all. In fact, no, I'm going to pull the plug on it right now.
That's fine.
Okay, mate. Thank you for sticking with me this evening. We was having those Skype issues.
No, that's cool, mate. Great. Are we releasing this as an After Dark Side?
Yeah, and I'll cut a load of stuff in from the other.
Well, thank you to the listening public for sticking with us then as well.
Indeed, and we will be back next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much for listening. Take care, everybody. See you later.
See you later.